The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, well, welcome to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host, together with Jeff Blake, superintendent of Phoenix Christian. The Beacon is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Christian Preparatory School. We air on 960 The Patriot, and if you are cruising around in your car today and have tuned in, welcome. We're so thankful that you're listening. If you're on the treadmill or on the stationary bike, cranking away, listening to us as a podcast, you're looking great. Keep it up. You know that you're on your way. You're doing great. COVID-20 is dropping. We can almost see it through the airwaves. But we are so grateful for today and for this program, Jeff. It's exciting to have these two gentlemen with us to promote an event that we think is going to be very exciting. I'd love to have you go ahead and do the introduction today.
Well, you bet. And Stephen, what we're super excited about and want to leverage every opportunity to promote an upcoming event here at Phoenix Christian. It'll be held in our chapel on February the 20th, which is a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. And we're going to partner with an organization called Heirs of the Republic. And this morning we have an opportunity to meet a couple amazing fellows. They're going to be speakers and presenters and are help hosting and present this incredible event. And so as we jump in here, I'd love to start with Mr. Jameson, who's a mutual acquaintance of us all. And Bob, if you could maybe take a moment, introduce yourself, and then from there, I'm going to encourage you to introduce our other guest.
Thank you, Jeff. Bob Jameson, I'm a longtime Phoenix resident. I run a couple of nonprofits here, part of which are our mission is to focus on students. And so we've worked closely with Arizona Christian University, Ottawa University, and Grand Canyon University. And one of the things that I enjoy is putting on events and having great speakers there. That was something that I got great value of when I was a young guy. And so I'm trying to help today's students get that same experience. And in that vein, I met Mr. Napier a few years ago through an organization called Pinnacle Forum. And at that time, Doug was working for Alliance Defending Freedom, and he was working all over the world defending the First Amendment. And what a great job he's done with them and for a wonderful cause. Plus, he's from Iowa, where I'm from. So, you know, at 6 below today there, we have fled that country for warmer climes.
Amen.
But anyway, Douglas Napier is, and I truly respect and admire this man, and I think you'll enjoy hearing from him today.
Well, as we take a moment, introduce the program in its entirety, let's just take a moment really quick, promote the event on the 20th of February.
At your school in the chapel, we are going to have a variety of speakers. Douglas is going to be one of them. We're going to have a lady named Melanie Sturm, who has an organization called Engage to Win. I saw her about a year and a half ago speaking at the Heritage Resource Bank and was completely mesmerized by her message on communication and persuasion. And in today's climate, we know that that's a missing tool that most people are lacking. So I think everybody will gain from listening to Melanie and learning from her. James T. Harris is going to be there from KFYI. Dr. Larry Schweikert, a historian and rock star, is going to be speaking. Former Congressman John Shattuck is going to be speaking, and as is current Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court, Clint Bullock. So it's a pretty impressive panel, and I think everybody's going to come away from that enthused and informed. And Jeffrey Uch is going to be speaking. Jeffrey's the founder of Heirs of the Republic, and here's a guy who trains Navy SEALs how to swim and is a constitutional scholar and just a terrific man.
Hey, Bob, that's quite a lineup.
We do the best we can.
Yeah, that's really impressive, and it is so cool to have both of you on the program and to have one of those that will be speaking, Doug Napier. Doug, thank you again for being with us. Give us a little taste of some of the kinds of things that will be covered on that Saturday.
Well, I appreciate the generous introduction by Bob and his exaggerations, but I'll enjoy it while I can. The lineup is really, it's a terrific lineup. And I think that people who come and show up for this expo are going to come away with a greater perspective of where we are, where we need to be pointing our thoughts and our energies going forward. And in my particular segment, my passion and background has been in looking at the importance of the basic fundamental freedoms of speech and religion, free exercise of religion. And it's not freedom of worship, it's being able to freely live out our faith. And, you know, C.S. Lewis said it so well when he said, there's no neutral territory in the universe. Every square inch and every split second is claimed by God and counterclaimed by Satan. So, you know, we know there's a spiritual battle going on. It manifests itself in our political battles, in our culture, and the fight for ideas. And ideas have consequences, and bad ideas have victims. And we want to talk about how do we convey and communicate the one remedy, the one antidote to the poison that we see out there, and that's truth with a capital T. And as possessors of that truth, we need to be able to understand it, explain it, convey it, because that's the only thing that's going to offer our future hope. And if people want to get a glimpse of what that hope looks like, I hope they'll show up for this expo.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I appreciate the focus on truth and the basis for the programming being just that. Because like you said, you know, perspective is important, and our perspective is constantly rocked by influences that are kind of beyond our control. And just as we talked about off the air, you know, the thing that allows us to sleep with confidence at night is knowing that regardless of how things look or how we may feel at any given moment, there's a God of the universe who's in control, who's in charge of all of it. And the tagline for our little program is when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And the premise is just that God is always on his throne. He's always in control. And maybe now as much as ever, for some, there's a need to be reminded of that.
Yeah, and I think we always have to remember outrage is not a strategy. And fear is not a good replacement for faith. And so as we look out there, we have to really understand this in a grand context of history, and that's his story, God's history, and the future, and not give in to the tendency to, you know, throw our hands up and say, gee whiz, the sky is falling, because God is sovereign. And we need to understand what that looks like on a very practical level and a theological level. But there's a lot of good things happening, and this is an opportunity for us to step up. You know, I always tell Bob when we're talking about, you know, we want to classify people into camps, and, you know, the good guys, the bad guys, and who the enemies are. But I always said when I was at ADF that the work that we did to defend the First Amendment wasn't just to protect, you know, our little clique, all the people that agree with me. It's for them as well. And our hope is not to beat the enemy, but to rescue them.
That's a great perspective, Jeff. Speak into that.
Yeah. As a, you know, as a Christian school, we're the benefactors of a lot of your work at ADF. And I really want to go back and affirm to the quote you gave regarding Lewis. As a Christian school, our hope and passion every day is to introduce students. We're a missional Christian school, to introduce students to the concept of everything is sacred. There's nothing to be carved out as a secular environment, and that God has authority in every dimension of the total reality. And so I applaud and affirm that. And in addition to that, as much as evidenced by your life and your steps, that we inspire kids to be foot soldiers in the kingdom of God, making the world better for everyone, as you've articulated. So I just want to celebrate that.
Well, and that's tremendous. And that's, you know, why I think for me, especially when I know there are institutions out there that are bringing up the next generation, they're grounding them in truth. They need to be equipped. They need to understand, you know, what is true and how to discern truth. And then they need to be engaged, given opportunities to engage. And I think for a lot of people, a lot of Christians, because the culture has tried to do everything to cancel Christians and to, you know, push us into our, you know, kind of Christian ghetto and say, you can do whatever you want to there. Just don't bring it out into the public square. And a lot of people feel alone. They feel isolated. And of course, COVID hasn't helped that. but we just don't have that sense that there is a very large body of Christ out there that still holds truth, these truths to be, you know, self-evident and valuable and sacred. And we need to grab onto that and make sure that you know, people can link arms with other like-minded folks in a smart and prudent, winsome way.
In addition, let me build on that too. I want to affirm what you said, that outrage is not a strategy.
Yeah.
And sometimes as humans, the best thing we know to do is start swinging and fighting in an unhealthy way. And you're approaching it from an entirely different perspective.
Well, Bob's heard me say this a number of times. It always makes him laugh that stupid for Jesus is still stupid.
I love it. That's great. Yeah. Well, if you took nothing away other than that from our program, there's a quote we can all borrow. That's great.
Yeah, it's not original with me, I guess, but it's spot on.
I love it. Well, you know, it's just, again, it's an honor to have you guys on the program today, and certainly an honor for our sponsor, Phoenix Christian, to be hosting such a significant and important event. And, you know, I just am hopeful that those that are listening will share the information with regard to the event, that we can get the word out. If somebody is interested in attending, how do they get there? Do they need tickets in advance? So give us a little bit of a promo as to how they might be able to attend. Bob, you want to handle that?
Sure. First of all, there's no charge for the event. We're going to serve lunch. And if they would email, Jeff, if you don't mind, if they could email you and you could share that with us, that would be great. Or let you know some way.
Absolutely. No problem. You bet. I'm going to go ahead and get my personal email out. It would be J as in Jeff, Blake, B-L-A-K-E, at phoenixchristian.org. But as we're accustomed to doing, following where we put this podcast and links on our own website at phoenixchristian.org, we'll provide an opportunity and a link to register for the event there, and gladly welcome the community to this really important event.
Well, if you just happen to be tuning into the Beacon, we have welcomed Doug Napier and also Bob Jameson promoting a special event that's coming up. You're going to want to come back as we segue into our next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about some of that balance or tension between living out your Christian faith and where that meets public service. So don't tune out. Come back and join us here on the Beacon. We appreciate you for listening, and I think you're going to be informed and entertained along the way.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon. We have a really good crew here on the program today. Of course, my co-host, Jeff Blake, Phoenix Christian Preparatory School, joining us again today. And Jeff, as guests on the program, we have Bob Jameson, Doug Napier, promoting the Freedom Expo 2021 that'll be hosted right there on your campus at PC. And just so grateful to have you, gentlemen. Thank you again for being on the program.
Thanks for having us.
Just delighted that you're here. And you know, one of the things that I think is maybe, it's certainly a real experience for me personally, and I think maybe for others as well, as we kind of navigate the landscape that we're in during this current era of our country. And we have convictions that we want to live out. We want to live them out in a way that pleases our Heavenly Father and honors our Lord and Savior. And I'm sure that's something that, you know, in your time at ADF, and I think the reference that you made in the first segment of, you know, not wanting to beat or take people out, but just rescue them is the right perspective. Can you speak into that processing that I think many Americans who are also believers are trying to sort out for themselves right now?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, the struggle often for us as Christians is once we acquire the truth and we grasp it and we understand the not only the temporal but the internal significance of God's truth and the biblical values and a really a the way that those principles play out in society, in economics, in markets, in business. It's not just in the church. And so, you know, we have a perspective and we can see the destruction that follows when those principles aren't followed. And so, you know, we want to jump in there, and sometimes we don't do it well. And I think we have to remember as Christians that, you know, first and foremost, our mission in this world is to share that truth with others in a way that they come into a personal relationship with Christ. You know, it's not to win political battles. It's right. It's not to win the argument. And it's, you know, we want to persuade and allow the Holy Spirit to work in those situations where we plant the seed of truth and allow it to take root. So how we do it is extremely important. And of course, you know, what we say and how we go about it. So, you know, Romans reminds us that as much as it depends on us and as much as we're able, be at peace with all men. And I think we have to start with that premise. Now, some people take the position that that just means we need to withdraw into our monasteries and just be quiet and sing our hymns together and harmonize. And that's not the solution either. We're meant to be salt and light. That means we've got to be out in the culture, being, as this program talks about, being that beacon of light. So that people have the opportunity to reflect on that. And that's why we have to guard these basic freedoms so much, because if we lose the opportunity to speak into the culture, our freedom of speech, then we've lost the platform to share the hope of the gospel with others. And the same thing with freely living out our faith. You know, it's not about, you know, demanding our rights for the right's sake. It's because there's something more important than ourselves in this process. So, you know, it's not just a power grab or protection, a self-protection, because we should be willing to lay our lives down. It's about making sure that we have every opportunity under our God-given rights to express this important message.
Well, I think that's really critical. And, you know, I think I heard once somewhere that it's very difficult to have a positive influence on someone who can't stand to be around you. And so, you know, there's something to be said for, you know, being able to build relationships with folks who may not share all of your common ideals.
Well, you know, we've got such a cultural hostility right now that we have these words that are used that just shut down debate or even discussion, you know, and you'll see it bubbling up, and you'll even see, you know, like the New York Times and other folks out there advocating for hate speech laws. And so all you do is when somebody says something that you disagree with, you say, well, that's hate speech. And now you put it in this category of taboo conversation, and it's a conversation stopper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we should be thick skinned and understand that you know, the gospel is a stumbling block and people are going to resist that. But yeah. We also need to look past, you know, the vitriol. I shared the story one time when I was in college back at the University of Iowa, which was kind of, you know, the University of Babylon. It was Berkeley in the Midwest. And I had been running for student senate, and I had taken a position. I wasn't a very good politician, and I wasn't very winsome, but I had taken a position about mandatory student fees going to support political groups that I, you know, I didn't agree with. I didn't want my fees going there. The solution was actually better than that. But there was a group called the Lesbian Alliance. And the leader of that group, at that time, I was a lot thinner and a lot shorter. She probably outweighed me by at least 2 to 1. And she was frightening. And she came up on campus one day and she got in my face, and I could feel her breath in my face. And she's screaming at me all sorts of expletives and everything else, and why I'm such a hater and everything else. And I was terrified. I mean, it was one of those moments I just kind of froze. I couldn't move. And finally, and it was just a Holy Spirit moment, I looked her in the eyes and I said, Tess, who hurt you? And she just melted. And it's such a vivid reminder to me that, you know, hurtful people are usually hurting people. And we've got to look past the you know, the hateful speech and the vitriol to see that there is usually a person who's very wounded on beyond that. And it's certainly somebody who's lost and needs the Savior.
Well, great insight, Jeff.
It's incredible. You know, I can't help but reference the word kingdom. And I think if Christ were here and remind us what our mission is to do what he did and make known the kingdom, and the kingdom of compassion, and it's the reign where God has as an effective will. So in that moment, you responded, you didn't react, and gave her an opportunity to hear. And that illustration is so powerful against so much of what is shouted in our media, from our churches, and I appreciate the compassion by which we have an opportunity to better extend the communication of the kingdom.
Yeah. And, you know, Tim Keller said that, we're instructed in Scripture to speak the truth in love. But he goes on to explain that if you just, you know, speak the truth without love, it's just shrill, it's harshness, and it can't be heard. But we also make the mistake of just loving without speaking truth. And if we just show kindness and compassion, but we don't offer really the keys to the kingdom, then he says that's just sentimentality, and it lacks the substance. We have to have both truth and love, and we can't err on the side. We said, we're just going to love everybody. You can't really love everybody unless you're also willing to take the time to introduce them to the truth. And sometimes those truths are hard to receive, as they probably were in all of our lives as we came to Christ. But it's important that we not leave the truth out.
Well, and that's the question, right? Do we love this person enough to give them the truth, to exactly. give them, you know, the keys to the kingdom, as was said? It's an important threshold over which we each have to cross. And, you know, sometimes when you can feel the breath of the person right in your face screaming expletives at you, it's not the first instinct, right? Our flesh bubbles up, and hopefully for all of us, when we have those moments in our life, whether figuratively or literally, the Holy Spirit will do for us what the Holy Spirit did for you that day, and allow you to look past the fault of the person right in front of you to the need.
Yes.
And certainly that is what Christ has done for us. And if we're able to do that, it's because of Christ in us. And that's certainly not anything we bring to the table, which of course is the theme of the program, God using us, the unexpected, to do the unexplainable. And that is to build his kingdom through some knuckleheads like those that are on the program today. So thank you for tuning into The Beacon. We come back in this next segment. We're going to highlight the credentials of some of the folks that are going to be at this amazing, amazing program that's coming up. So thank you for tuning in.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
All right. Well, hey, welcome back to The Beacon. Whether you're listening to us on 960 The Patriot or via one of the many podcast delivery systems that are available where you can find episodes of The Beacon, we want to thank you again for tuning in today. If you just happen to be joining us, we want to encourage you to head back and listen to this show from the top, because our guests, Doug Napier and Bob Jamieson, have provided some really great encouragement, some really good information. And we're here in part today to promote an event that's coming that'll be hosted at Phoenix Christian. It's the Freedom Expo 2021, a subtitle, Essential Tools of Personal and Economic Freedom. So guys, we highlighted in one of the earlier segments some of the guests that will be speaking. But Bob, if you wouldn't mind, and maybe Doug, you can chime in as well, give us a little more insight into what an attendee can expect to hear from some of these sharp folks that are going to be speaking on the 20th of February.
First of all, it's going to be February 20th, a Saturday, at Phoenix Christian in the chapel. And I think the program is 8 to 3, and we're going to have, it's hosted by Heirs of the Republic, which was founded by Jeffrey Uch. And Jeffrey is he was an All-American swimmer in college, set world records. He's a constitutional scholar, travels around the country speaking to the military and law enforcement, helping them understand when they take an oath to the Constitution, what that means. And as I may have mentioned, Jeffrey teaches Navy SEALs how to swim, which is a big deal, I'll tell you. Let's see, Melanie Sturm from Engage to Win is going to be there, and she talks on persuasion and communication, and she's just spectacular, and what a great program for this time that we're in the culture.
Before we leave Melanie, I mean, I think we can't gloss over that, Bob. You know, when has it been more important to have tools for gracious and effective communication, not only with those that, you know, we're in alignment with, but especially with those that we may be at odds with in terms of our belief system.
Well, as Doug has pointed out, nobody's going to listen to us if we are not winsome.
Right.
And Melanie helps us understand how we can communicate with people that, and there are plenty that don't agree with us. So it's a vital and valuable part of the program.
Terrific.
And John Shattuck, former congressman, is going to speak, and he is, he's been in the trenches and understands what's going on back in D.C. and some of the issues that we're going to face. Justice Clint Bullock, this gentleman's on the Arizona Supreme Court. He used to work at the Goldwater Institute, and he really understands the Arizona Constitution, which I hope he'll talk about, which in many ways is maybe even better than the U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm. So we here in Arizona are very fortunate people. And of course, Doug is going to speak, and then Larry Schweiker, PhD. He's a author, producer, and history professor. He also has a website called, about the fall of the Berlin Wall and how rock music helped make that happen. I think it's called Rockin' the Wall. So he's extraordinary and a good speaker, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Hey, Jeff, that sounds like quite a lineup.
Yeah, we are really blessed to host this. As an educational institution, one of the things we highlighted in the last segment is two elements, that we're to speak the truth and we're to speak it in love. But to be able to speak the truth requires education and requires some thought, requires some personal study, some corporate study, and to provide an opportunity for the public to sit and listen and learn to the studies of these other highly educated and experienced individuals is a remarkable opportunity that I am personally looking forward to. As debate continues in our country, to be able to do so from an educated point of view, and obviously, as we've celebrated here on this program already, certainly a compassionate point of view. So again, I want to encourage everyone, certainly visit our website at phoenixchristian.org. Let us know. We'd love to register for this event. It's a really important opportunity to better educate our community on how to protect the freedoms that God has given us.
Well, and Jeff, with the demand that I'm sure is going to be out there for that kind of a lineup, is there going to be time before the 20th to double the size and the capacity of the chapel? Because I imagine that's going to be in pretty high demand.
That would be an incredible opportunity. We're ready to make that happen. Bob and I already have a backup plan.
Well, that's great. Well, I think it's going to be well attended. I hope our listeners will join in. I look forward to it myself. And again, we thank these gentlemen for being with us. When we come back in our fourth and final segment, we're going to kind of overview this one last time, talk about why it's important, and hopefully bring everything to a close in a focus that focuses on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for listening into The Beacon. We appreciate you.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Hey, well, welcome back to today's episode of The Beacon. We are indeed honored that you have tuned in. We're also grateful to be sponsored by Phoenix Christian Preparatory School and thankful to have Doug Napier and also Bob Jamieson on the program with us again today. Guys, we just want to thank you for making yourselves available and for talking with us today. Doug, it's an honor to have you guys here.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're just so thankful. So, you know, as we think on all of the things that we've talked about and we consider those that might be hearing us today and listening to the program, I think one of the things that God has really equipped you and given you a platform upon which to speak is just so relevant to our world today. You know, there's so many of us that struggle with it. Isn't it just easier to keep my mouth shut and not engage people than to risk engaging somebody in a way that's going to, you know, isolate us from them or create a fracture in our relationship? I mean, how do I reconcile those conversations? How do I, maybe bigger question and more important, how do I figure out how to live out my faith in a way that's engaged in a positive manner with policy and government and public service? How do I navigate this campus that sometimes feels like there's landmines everywhere, and I just don't want to step on one.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. It is a difficult challenge, and it's hard for us as Christians to really kind of tease out where should we be engaged? Where should we withdraw? Where should we speak? When should we be silent? And Jeff's comment earlier about what he's teaching his students about this sacred secular myth. And we talked about C.S. Lewis, every square inch, that when we say that everything is sacred, we can look at the world and see a lot of things that are very unholy. So we're not saying that. We're just saying that it falls under God's dominion. It falls under his jurisdiction. And he has established these political structures and jurisdictions on earth. And we have to figure out, when do we render under Caesar that which is Caesar? And then when do we absolutely stand firm and uncompromising on those things which belong to God? And I think that's why as Christians, we need to be very well informed and very well grounded in what those things are that we cannot compromise on. And we got to make sure that when the role of government expands too big and it encroaches on those jurisdictions that belong strictly and solely to God or the family for that matter, that we're willing to stand up and say, back off. James Madison, when he was arguing at the convention to ratify the Virginia Constitution, he said there are more instances of abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. So, it's a kind of a slow leak and a slow turn. And that's why we have to be vigilant to watch for the signs. That's why I'm excited about some of the speakers at this expo, because they're going to point to some of those signs where we're losing freedoms and we're losing ground. But the answer, going back to original conversation, is not to withdraw from the political sphere. It's to engage in it in a right way. And that's, again, going back to the First Amendment. Our framers had it right. They wanted freedom of speech. They wanted freedom of the press. A free press allows people to speak out and ask hard questions. And the freedom to assemble, that's peaceful protest. And the freedom to petition the government and say, wait a minute, guys, you're out of control. And we got to remember that we've got this idea that there's this government out there. Well, the government is nothing more than a bunch of people. It's us. It's by the people, for the people. And we got to remember who we elect, who we put on the benches of courts. They're people with ideas. And we want people whose ideas align with God's truth and not oppose it. So, we can't keep saying it's them. It's us. It's an extension of us. And to the extent that we engage and get ourselves involved, we're going to influence that in a positive way.
Thank you. I mean, I can't help but think or be reminded of a comment from a pastor friend of mine, and maybe you heard it, and maybe you heard it from him. I'm thinking of Daryl Delhousay, who I remember when he said that, it takes a greater fear to cast out fear. And so these concerns I have, maybe personally, or maybe somebody else might share them as well, about coming forward and being engaged because of the risks of how that might go and what might happen with that friendship or whatever, or what might happen to me if I step out and say, I'm going to stand up for this truth from God's word, this principle I'm unwavering from, I'm going to take a stand, whatever concern there might be, whatever reservation, it pales by comparison to the fear, if you will, or concern that I might lose the opportunity to have the freedom to even do that.
Yeah.
And that should move us into motion.
Well, and I think, again, we have to keep coming back to this notion that it is, when we're focused on self-protection or just protecting our own positions or views, we've lost sight of the real thing. We're not called to an easy life. We're called to take up our cross daily. And, we want to make sure we're not self-inflicting pain. But again, it's going to be challenging. But I think we also have to realize something else very fundamental about how God created every one of us. We all have this hardwired sense that there's something bigger than ourselves.
Right.
And we have a desire for something more than what we have in the temporal sense. And the world will never be able to deliver that. And so, when we start looking at those basic intersections of agreement, I mean, most people, they want to be loved, they want to be understood, and they want to prosper. Well, what better way to provide that than through the means of the gospel? And so the difference is that they have a very different understanding of how to get there. And that is the deception of the world. It's the deception of evil that says, well, what you really want is unfettered license to do whatever you want. That's not freedom. That's just right. A different form of bondage. Mm-hmm. And so we want to really bring them in. That's why they say, well, you know, Christians, you know, they have to live under these rules and all that. Well, it's not about the rules. It's about the relationship. And those things, those principles and precepts that we apply actually give us that enduring happiness and joy that the world will never offer.
You know, it's so cool. I mean, Galatians 5, right? Paul writes, so you're called to be free.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say, now don't use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, what? Serve one another in love. And so if all of us start out this life with a fundamental need that is unmet for an intimate relationship with the God of the universe through his son, Jesus Christ, and that goes unmet for some, they're going to spend their lives taking those supplemental solutions and trying to meet a fundamental need. And there's just no chance.
Yeah. You know, we've heard the adage that we are what we worship. And, you know, I think about Paul on the Acropolis and so all of those statues, to all those gods and the one statue, the unknown God. And he could have blasted them and said, look, you guys are violating the very first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods, but you know, before me. But instead, he found the common ground. He said, I see you're very religious. You're in the search for some kind of spiritual truth. Let me lead you to the one true God. And I think that's where we got to meet the culture. You know, we know where they are. We were often, many of us were there, and we knew the way out, and we've got to show them the way out and say, look, what you're worshiping is not going to solve your issue. Let me show you the one true God. And that's how it's done.
So the question is, do we care enough, right? We care, we say we care, we believe we're called to care. Do we care enough to get uncomfortable? Do we care enough to have the hard conversations in a way that hopefully, like Paul, is winsome enough to give him credit for the fact that, hey, I can see you're into this. Let me show you what you may not have seen so far. Well, I got to tell you, Doug, I don't know how to communicate our gratitude to you for allowing, you know, the tools and the equipping and the wisdom that God's given you to be available to knuckleheads like me and others that would hopefully attend on the 20th together with the other speakers. I think there's just so much to be gained, and it's such a good investment of time. And I hope that every listener that might be hearing this in advance of the event will not only attend, but will invite others to attend, share this podcast as an introduction, and hopefully we'll just have a great day of equipping and celebration and encouragement and motivation to go out and be that salt and light we've been called to be.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's been a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for your efforts in promoting this time. I hope people really will come out and be encouraged by it. It'll be a great event.
Well, and Bob, thank you again to you, not only for being on the program, for being an instigator to create events like this and an innovator. And we're just really, really thankful that Phoenix Christian has an opportunity to be supportive and collaborative because the information that's going to be shared and the encouragement that's going to happen is really meaningful, not just for the sake of the kingdom today, but for eternity. So thank you, Bob.
My pleasure, Steve. And we owe a great deal of gratitude to Jeff and Phoenix Christian for hosting this.
Well, so Jeff, wow, what I'm inspired. I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to the time together on that Saturday. Why don't you, if you would please, just kind of wrap up our program today, give us a little insight to ways in which God continues to do, to use the unexpected, to do the unexplainable around us.
Yeah, you bet. This has been a phenomenal morning, and we cannot shout loud enough to draw people to this event on February 20th on our campus here at Phoenix Christian. You can certainly learn more at phoenixchristian.org. We'll be promoting this event. And Doug, I want to highlight and celebrate a couple elements that you identified here. One, I had the opportunity to have lunch once with Alan Keyes, and in the middle of the lunch, he looked at me and he says, Jeff, who is Pharaoh in America? Mm. And I just kind of looked at him a little quizzical, and he says, it's we the people. We own it, and we're responsible for it. And with that, that requires education. You've certainly highlighted that requires courage. And Doug and Bob, I want you to be encouraged that there's nearly 500 students in the heart of Phoenix, Arizona right now, that this is the pursuit every day, that we instill young people of courage, inspired to be salt and light in their community, preserving agents. And Bob, to highlight another element too, that in our Declaration of Independence, it's authored there that we're to pursue happiness. But I think what you inspired me a minute ago, that part of that understanding of the pursuit that the Framing Fathers were intending, that means the pursuit of virtue and the pursuit of knowledge and morality and wisdom and how to best protect our republic. So again, I want to applaud and celebrate. It's an encouragement that you folks are out there as foot soldiers in the kingdom, agents of salt and light, and in that journey to promote and celebrate the kingdom, our country is better for it. So on behalf of the entire organization, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, again, for the listener, please be encouraged. As a young student myself in Washington, D.C., and an intern and discipled by followers of Christ there in that chapter of my life, a really important word came along, and that was the idea of decompartmentalization. I had this idea as a young guy, my faith fit over here and everything else fit over there. But part of the journey is learning otherwise. And so here at Phoenix Christian, whether it be history, English, math, science, the arts, athletics, our faith journey, it all belongs to the Lord. And every day we have an opportunity to look at that through the eyes of faith, all the way from infant, all the way through high school students. To learn more about Phoenix Christian, please visit phoenixchristian.org. We're enrolling now. Scholarships are available. Please take a look at phoenixchristian.org.
Hey, Jeff, if I'm a family that's interested in making an investment in the life of my child at a Phoenix Christian, how do I find out more? Do I need to wait to come in and visit the campus? Do I have to wait for a special day or an invitation, or is that something I can do anytime I'd like?
Thanks, Steve. Two words, tour ready. We are ready to have you on campus right now. Gave a tour to a beautiful family yesterday. We'd love to introduce you personally to our campus. And we've got an admission staff ready and available right now. Please don't hesitate to give us a call. 602-265-4707. Space is available and scholarships are available.
So Phoenix Christian, a new idea or been around a while?
Again, thanks for asking that. You can trace our history back all the way back to 1902, but all the way back in 1949, our founding family determined to move Phoenix Christian right to the heart of our city. And we've been here providing a Christ-centered education where families can come and launch life all the way dating back to 1949. And so we're anticipating our 72nd birthday coming up here in October.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate you. I appreciate your leadership at Phoenix Christian. I appreciate you having the gumption, I guess it would be, to join me as a co-host weekly on The Beacon. And we certainly are grateful to the listeners. We're thankful to our producer, Jeremy, at 960 The Patriot, to Miriam, who keeps us on the straight and narrow. Certainly, again, today to our guests, Doug and Bob, we appreciate you guys. Thank you for being on the program. And then ultimately, our listeners, we just thank you so much for tuning in. Share the program today. Don't miss this event on February 20th. And God bless you. Have an awesome day. And we just pray that God will continue to unfold his perfect plans for you and for our country in a way that gives him glory and honor.